I'm Sean Power reporting. The Lamar's Arts Center has announced a new exhibit showcasing local artist Annika Terpstra's newest work, After School, with the artist describing the exhibit as engaging the idea of visually presenting a memory. Lamar's Arts Council Secretary Nancy Toma explained more about the works on display to KLEM.
She has three pieces that are almost what I'd call life-sized, and so they're very dramatic and very impressive. I really love her use of color and drama and the way that she can present a memory that's not fully formed. You know how our memories are. Some of them are really bright and we know exactly what happened, and others are a little more blurred. And so I really think that people are going to find it interesting to engage with that kind of exhibit.
Terpstra, who is currently based out of Pella, Iowa, said in a statement that several paintings in the exhibit were derived from her college experiences in Northwest Iowa, which she explained as being shaped by carefree yet reckless, special yet forgotten, people and moments.
Annika is a young woman, and a lot of her painting did occur because she was in, you know, art and art classes and art college programs. But I think her work has always been figurative, in other words, people, and I think that she has is finding her way, like I said, when you're no longer a college student and you're not within that structure, I think she's still very much exploring different ways of doing her work. She has had other large-scale exhibits in the past, but the Lamar's Arts Center is one of her first large exhibits.
Toma says that showcasing the exhibit helps fulfill the Arts Center's goal of bringing all kinds of art to the community.
We have many artists in our community, and we have many like Annika who have studied in Northwest Iowa. What we really like to do is offer these free exhibits so that people can come in and experience new artists, and so that artists get the experience of showing off their work and explaining it and helping patrons for the arts, get involved in what's going on between art and the viewer.
An opening reception for After School will be held this upcoming Saturday, August 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. with the exhibit, as well as another exhibit, Luminous, The Legacy of Darcy Meeker, on display from now until September 4th. Lamar's Fire Rescue answered 175 calls for service during the month of July, according to their monthly report. The department responded to 91 911 calls within Lamar's and the surrounding area, 26 investigation calls were answered, 18 special operation calls were received, and 8 requests for services were made to the department. 16 all-staff fire rescue calls were made in total. During July, the department participated in the annual 4th of July parade and hosted the firehouse building in the Pioneer Village during the Plymouth County Fair. Additionally, the department provided EMS coverage during the fair, organized and assisted with the city's annual fireworks program, and passed annual inspections of all EMS cots, Lucas machines, and LifePak monitors. A spokesman for Google says they hope to talk with residents of Salix soon about their proposal to build a data center in the Woodbury County community. Trent Fellers is the public affairs manager of the company.
Learning about the community's needs and really coming in day one and trying to understand what those communities' needs are and kind of working in a collaborative way to put a proposal in front of the community of Salix and start answering some of those questions.
Google has already sent a letter to the city of Salix confirming they've finalized an agreement with MidAmerican Energy to explore a potential data center development. Fellers says the process will take some time.
You know, really our goal is to develop this proposal for the community over a series of months and, you know, let the community decide and work collaboratively with those city leaders in Salix on a proposal and for the community to learn more about how Google does data centers and how we do it differently and how we can be a good neighbor in their community.
MidAmerican Energy Business and Community Development Manager Sam Wagner says conversations with Google about developing the site began in June.
There's not a project yet. There's not a data center project to be announced. What we're doing is we're introducing Google as the customer for that site, and then kicking off what will end up being a very robust process and a very public and transparent process to advance what that project actually is and what it means for the community.
Google has operated data centers in Iowa for over 20 years, including one of their first centers in Council Bluffs. Feller says Google has invested over $20 billion during that time in their Iowa centers and hopes to make Salix their newest one.
We're not seeking any property tax abatement. We're going to be investing in the infrastructure. We bring all the electricity to the table so it doesn't have an impact on ratepayers. We pay our own way as far as the infrastructure that goes in to serve those sites. So this is a good deal for these communities, and we're here to earn the trust and develop this proposal for the community of Salix over the next few months.
He says they will be explaining to residents how they deal with concerns regarding water usage, noise, and lighting issues.
The facility that we would put up in Salix would blend into the surroundings, work to build up berms to dampen the sounds, locate the equipment in the right place on the campus so that it minimizes noise. We would meet and exceed the levels that are required by the state and the local governments.
Feller says they will plan on having meetings with the community in the coming weeks. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.